Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
Five of the play clock. First and goal.
Buckle up, baby. College football week number 8 is here. Welcome to College Football Full Circle. Joe Lisi and my partner in crime, Scott Wetzel, kicking it around. We're going to get through all the top 25 battles right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius Channel 204. You heard Chris Fowler talk about Eric Gray and the Oklahoma Sooners. Should have no problem, Scott, facing our favorite whipping team, right? Kansas, 38.5 point dogs this coming weekend in Lawrence. You're talking about Oklahoma has won 16 straight in the series. They have covered Kansas when Les Miles was there and Beatty a couple of years ago, but overall, Oklahoma has dominated the series through and through.
Yeah, and this is the kind of games, and this is the time of the season in college football, Joe, that I like because, you know, you need a reason to beat a team by 40 points, right? It's Cincinnati, it's a Navy late in 28. You need a reason to really, especially a military team. But you have those reasons now. You know, the college football playoff poll, which is really the main one. Who cares about the AP and the coaches poll? That comes out in a week and a half, in 2 weeks. So these teams right around now are like, all right, this is our last chance to get our first impression on the pollsters. You know, when we're up 4 or 5 scores, and we got to call off the dogs like maybe normally we would in weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4. No, we're definitely not. We got to win by 50. We got to win by 60. Doesn't matter if it to most people, it doesn't matter. It does to the pollsters. So, yeah, you got to lay the big wood. Where Kansas not only hasn't won a game this year, Joe, they haven't. Actually, they've won one, an FBS game, but they haven't even covered a game. You know, so they're 0-5 against the spread. So, you know what? They're one of those teams. Keep pounding away no matter where they play, no matter who they play, no matter what the line is, just don't even think. You know, I tell my kids, don't think. You get yourself into trouble. Just do. Lay the wood.
Well, you know what that means, Mr. Opposite Picks. Kansas outright.
Kansas is the play. Yeah.
Right?
I tell you what, you joke about that, you know, because Joe and I, for the new listeners, you know, we host a College Football Saturday show, College Football Today, and we do an upset special. You know, 2 out of the last 3 weeks, we've had monster underdogs. Bowling Green as a 35-1 underdog, won at Minnesota 3 weeks ago, and then last week Louisiana Monroe as a 35-1, not just 35 points, but 35-1 underdog beat Liberty outright. So it's not, you know, you never know. Kansas is at home, so this is their Super Bowl. You
right.
never know.
Landslide poll. Well, my good friend Terry Bowden did pull off that upset, said it was one of the biggest in his career over Malik Willis and Liberty and Hugh Freeze in that matchup. They trailed 14-0 in the first half. And Scott and I, we're just going to tease you today because we're going to be on air tomorrow for 5 hours. We have you set for College Football Today from 9 to 12 and then from 12 to 2 from an in-game perspective. So we're going to give you all the information you need on today, but tune in tomorrow as well because we'll have you locked and loaded for kickoff to obviously right before those 12 o'clock games square off. And there are some good 12 o'clock games, right, Scott? I mean, that battle in terms of upstate New York, you have Army, you were dead right about that. Wisconsin is absolutely dead to me. I will never bet Wisconsin again after that performance in Camp Randall last week, 13 to nothing, somehow, some way. Army is in striking distance with a minute left. And Paul Christ, I mean, I don't know if you watched that ball game, but they go up by 12 with a minute and a half left. Paul Christ, the absolute genius, kicks the extra point instead of going for two to make it a 14-point game. And it almost bit them in that ball game because Army did have an opportunity to kick an onside kick. But when you look at this ball game now, they're catching 3.5 against an undefeated Wake Forest team. Could it be Upset City, baby?
You know, I love Army. I've been on them all season long, but I don't think so. I don't think they have the horses to stop Wake Forest. The way they throw the football, the way Wake scores. You know, they're undefeated, Wake Forest. You know, how many people would guess Wake Forest?
I did.
One of the teams. You were on them for the beginning of the year. I do remember that. You actually were. 6-0.
You laughed at me.
I said, what is Tim Duncan dressing up in a football uniform? But, I like this Wake team. They score with the best of them. I just don't know how Army can keep up if Wake can play just a little bit of defense. Here are their point totals, Joe. 42, this is Wake. 42, 41, 40, 37, 37, 35. That's a lot of points. And that's against Virginia, Florida State, Louisville, Syracuse, the ACC, which isn't the greatest, but then, at least they're beating some respectable teams here. They're not beating the, Sisters of the Poor. So I kind of like Wake even on the road laying 3, to tell you the truth.
I do as well. Deeper question. We've heard about Pittsburgh being mentioned. You got to keep an eye out for Virginia with Brennan Armstrong in terms of stealing the Coastal. But overall, could Wake be the ACC champ in a month and a half, 2 months? I mean, people keep saying every other team, they're undefeated right now.
Yeah, I mean, and would they have a legitimate claim to get it to the Final Four? I mean, as the ACC champ, we've seen Clemson do that, right? How many years playing a bunch of nobodies? Can Wake get it to the Final Four? Wow.
That would be incredible. I mean, right now on FanDuel, Wake Forest plus 700 to win the ACC. Amazing job that Dave Clawson and the Demon Deacons have done entering week number 8. When we come back, we'll get into those top 25 battles. Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel right here on the grid. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert...
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Back on College Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel. Carver out in the vacay, taking a little time. He's out on an island somewhere, drinking a daiquiri. counting all the money he's made from his bets, but Scotty and I kicking it around for the next hour. We're going to get into the top 25 battles in a couple of minutes, but four games on tap I want to rip through. Middle Tennessee State, UConn, Memphis, UCF, Colorado State, Utah State, Washington, Arizona, Scotty. The two that stand out for me, I like this total in Middle Tennessee State over 54.5. They actually hit it down over the last couple of days. It was 56 and a hook. And I'm going to roll with Memphis. I'm not a buyer in terms of the consistency with UCF. We watched them get abused last week by Cincinnati. Give me the Tigers on the road minus the 1.5.
All right, a couple stand out for me. I'll go to that same UConn game. I like Middle Tennessee State. UConn stinks. They actually beat Yale last week, 21-15. Yale. I mean, I don't know. My nephew went to Columbia, so I've watched Ivy League football, and it's nothing short of high school football. So the fact that Yale could only could hang tough with Connecticut, I think Middle Tennessee State's going to go into stores and just crush them. They're laying 2 touchdowns plus, but that's okay. If they want to become bowl eligible, and they do, they definitely need this win, so I like that. And I like the over in the Washington-Arizona game. Arizona stinks. 0-6. They're atrocious. I get that, but they've been giving up 30 points a game, Joe, so I got to figure Washington's good for 30, and then Arizona at home, it's got to be good for 2 touchdowns, right? Plus, so 45.5, that's an extremely low total for a college football game. I think we'll get some points. I think that'll sneak the over.
You want to talk about a high school team, Arizona. Walk-ons in the middle of the season. They're on, like, their third stringer. I mean, I know they went toe-to-toe with both Oregon and UCLA. They didn't cover against UCLA. You were on them, actually, and covered in the last seconds. But they actually stepped up over the last couple of weeks. If you're Washington, you're Jimmy Lake, and you can't win this ball game convincingly, don't talk to me. I mean, really, you really need to do an assessment about the job that you did in terms of Seattle this year. I thought this team would be much better. They have been atrocious. Offensive and defensive lines have been completely horrible, so we'll see how those games play out. Let's talk about the 12 o'clock matchup. We're going to be covering this on In-Game Live. We'll be talking about Jim Harbaugh, undefeated. They're in the top 10. Potentially that marquee battle taking place in East Lansing next weekend, but right now you got to take care of business at home against Patty Fitz and the crew. Laying 23.5, minus 110 either way on FanDuel. Total, I think, is a little high for a Michigan Northwestern game. 50.5 juice to the over, Scott, at minus 118. The potential always scares me with the look ahead. Michigan, we know, as good as they look, you can't buy in completely. I'm taking Northwestern. Don't love the game, but give me the Wildcats to keep it close.
Yeah, same thing. I don't love the game either because Northwestern this year is really bad. Although they did beat Rutgers last week, and that was an awful loss for Rutgers. And Greg Schiano, who's trying to turn that program back around again, second stint there. You got to win a game like that because Northwestern had lost to Nebraska 56-7 at home. They lost to Duke. They lost to Michigan State earlier in the year by 17 points. So that was a bad loss for RU. So you're gonna get a game out of Michigan that it's a look ahead. They haven't really beaten a snot out of teams. This year, I wonder what the pressure is going to be like on Harbaugh. It's like I said, I'm not a big fan of the game. The number seems suspiciously high. You're right. But I'm guessing they're thinking Michigan's going to put 40 on the board. And if that's the case, it'll probably go over. So that's a stay away game. But if anything, I like to do this. I would take Northwestern and then the over. And then as long as Northwestern scores 2 touchdowns, you guarantee yourself a split and any kind of luck. Maybe you get yourself a double winner.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to approach it. I tend not to bet like top 10 or top 25 teams when they have a marquee battle the following week because they are kids, right? The inconsistency, there's always the potential look ahead. And even though I lean to Penn State in this battle, the potential look ahead because of Ohio State on deck October 30th, right? Sean Clifford's back in pads. And I say the only way he plays in this ballgame is if it's an emergency situation where if somehow, some way, Brett Bielema and the Illini are leading in the fourth quarter, and they have to pull this game out to potentially save their season. I think he comes off the sidelines and leads this team. So it will be Roberson. It will be the third stringer. That offense looked pathetic, but they're laying 23.5 to Illinois, and you heard Brett Bielema call out the offensive line. What do you think about that? Does that motivate them? Here's the thing. We know he's an offensive line guy. guy. And to call them out, you think he's trying to motivate them, or you think he was trying to be like Lovie Smith did a terrible job recruiting?
I think he was trying to say Lovie Smith did a terrible job in recruiting, and he may have had one or two. The interview may have been at the local pub. I mean, if people haven't heard, he was doing an interview previewing the game with the media, and he basically just said he got dealt a short deck. I mean, I don't know what he expected, Joe. It's not like Illinois was 10-2 when he took the job. There's a reason why Lovie Smith got fired. The kids stink. It's not just necessarily bad coaching. It's because he wasn't recruiting anybody. So he called out his team, and specifically the offensive line, saying these guys suck. They haven't, literally almost using those words, saying they haven't done anything to elevate the program. I don't know. You know, I love Illinois going into this game because the backup quarterback for Penn State stinks. Oh, my God, is he awful. Now, they've had 2 weeks since the Iowa game to prepare for this one, so that might help a little bit, but he was nothing short of brutal, Joe. So now I don't know. Now I don't know if these kids say, screw you. You know, we're going to lay down and die, and then you can go ahead and take your punishment, and we're going to go next year and we'll leave. You know, it's so easy to transfer. Very, you know, it's tough to get a read. I don't know, but I don't get to. Now he's trying to backtrack, but I don't know. If I'm those kids, you call me out like that, you call me a bunch of dogs, I wouldn't want to be the Illinois quarterback, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can you imagine him at practice, like, you know, going to practice? Hey, Harry, how you doing? Offensive lineman 76. Coach, you just threw me under the bus. Like, screw you, you know? Let me ask you this question. Who's worse, Roberson or Graham Mertz?
Oof. That's a tough one. You know, I'm going to go Roberson because he did nothing. At least Mertz has shown some ability, I guess. Where the Roberson kid was, you know, now listen, he's going up against Iowa, so it's not like he was playing, you know, Topeka High, but still, he's pretty bad. I'd go with Roberson being worse.
All right, we'll see if they can get it done. 23.5 is a lot to lay when your quarterback's on the sidelines. They have had an extra week of preparation. I know James Franklin will have this team focused. I lean Penn State here again, not one of my best bets because of the look ahead with Ohio State. How about this ball game, right? K-State, I mean, they didn't step up against Iowa State. Basically a pick 'em against Texas Tech and Matt Wells. The potential to become bowl eligible. Week number 8 already. They're 5-2 overall. A -112 on the money line. It's basically a pick 'em. 60.5 -110 either way. I lean to Tech, but don't love it because we know about Skylar Thompson and Kansas State. They won this ball game in back-to-back years.
Yeah, and coming off a bad loss at home against Iowa State, and I do like that program. You know, whether it's Bill Snyder or Chris Klieman, I do think they're very like quietly always halfway decent. Not great, but just always halfway decent. So Texas Tech, you know, there's a Texas Tech surprising record, right? I mean, you wouldn't think every time I turn around they're getting another loss, and yet somehow or another, were they 4-2 as you were saying, 5-2. So nice win over Kansas last week, got the cover for our boys at Texas Tech, but I like Kansas State. I think there's a reason why that line is pick 'em and not Tech being favored by, you know, 3-4 points like you think they would be at home.
I have bet this game in back-to-back years. All I could tell you is it has been wild. No matter which side of the fence you're on, these games have swings. It's just like Texas Tech and K-State get into these wild games. Last year, Kansas State was favored in the ball game. Skylar Thompson was out. Will Howard comes in, and they had to weather a storm. Deuce Vaughn scores with about 4 minutes left to give them the win and double-digit win and cover. Amazing. So we'll see how that plays out. Scott likes Kansas State. I like Texas Tech in that battle. When we come back, we'll be talking about Florida State and UMass, along with some of the other top 25 games. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel in the cockpit kicking around NCAA week number 8. We talked about Michigan Northwestern, some of the other games in the 12 o'clock window. Could it be Upset City in Tallahassee, where Florida State is a 35.5 point favorite? Unbelievable over UMass. UMass got a win over UConn. Can you believe that? They were 3.5 point dogs. Somehow Walt Bell and the crew pull out that victory. They go on the road the week before, right? Florida State plays Clemson next week. Is there a potential look ahead for the Seminoles who can move to 3-4 on the year? Mike Norvell has this train headed in the right direction. Are you buying in, Scotty? 5-touchdown favorite at home.
No, I am not. UMass might be able to do what our beloved Red Sox can't, and that's win this weekend. You know what? I am. You'd have to be nuts to lay 35.5 points with UMass. Keep in mind, this is the same team that nearly lost to Jacksonville State last year. This is the same team that did lose to the FCS team this year.
Jacksonville State? They lost?
They lost this year too, right? They nearly lost last year. I know they were trailing in that game last year. Yeah. So, no, you got to be crazy to lay 35.5. Now, I know UMass stinks. I get that. But as you mentioned, they are coming off a win. How about Connecticut? What are the odds of Connecticut and UMass both coming off wins? I mean, you talk about lightning striking twice. I did look it up, Joe. The last time UMass won a football game, which was 2 years ago, 2019, they followed it up with a 44-0 loss at Florida International. So they are capable of laying an egg. I don't know how much celebrating they did, but at least they've had a bye heading into this game because they beat Connecticut 2 weeks ago. So I think they're going to be there in the end. I really do. You know, they played a competitive game against Eastern Michigan. They played a competitive game, relatively speaking, against BC. Did get blown out a couple of other games, but I got a feeling this will be a 2-touchdown game. Maybe Florida State wins, but I think UMass stays well within that 35.5 point range.
Well, if you're doing the Scotty Wetzel system play, you would take UMass plus the 35.5.
Right.
You think they're going to get 24 points on the Seminoles is the question. I mean, that's a high number. That is a high number for UMass. I mean,
They scored 28 against BC. They put 28 on the board against Eastern Michigan. They did score 27 in a win against UConn. So, I mean, they showed a little life this year. And Florida State's given up 41-20 to Jacksonville State in that loss, 35-31, 30-25. They're good for 17-24, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know if I could pull the trigger on them. I would actually pull the trigger, and I'm not betting this game on Florida State, believe it or not. Just because.
You can't lay 35.5 going to Florida State. Come on.
I would lay
it. Horrible.
But I bought them low a couple weeks ago against Syracuse. They were laying 4.5. I lost. I followed that up last week. They actually got the cover, right? They got two straight now under their belt. They're starting to play with a little more confidence. They almost knocked off Notre Dame week one, right? Jackson, I don't understand how you lose. I'm happy they lost because I picked them under their total of 4.5 at 5.5 at the start of the year. But I mean, this team, if they get into a shootout with UMass, and they can't even cover this number, you're pathetic. If you're Mike Norvell, you're supposed to win this ball game 70-3. No?
Right. Can you imagine if they actually did lose this outright? They would have a season in which they lost to Jacksonville State and UMass in the same year. Good gravy. You talk about, you might as well just pack your bags now, Mike. Forget about it. There's no way in the world they would come back.
That would be crazy. Crazy. There's some Mac action at 12 o'clock. We'll cover that on tomorrow's show. But let's talk about the battle in Annapolis. Navy, 27.5-point underdogs to face second-ranked Cincinnati right now. I mean, Luke Fickell and the crew, they're right there. Everything's for the taking for them. Can they make the college football playoff? We don't know, but I tell you what, got to take care of business. Minus 120 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Total set at 48 and a hook. I mean, I like Navy here. Plus 4 touchdowns, basically, triple option. Give me them, and I'll tell you what, upset City, give me 18-1 on the money line.
Wow. Trends do say Navy, but, you know, logic to me says Cincinnati. Again, you need a reason to want to beat a team by 4 scores plus. They have it. You know, it's because they're ranked second, third, depending on the poll. The real poll, like I said, comes out in a week and a half, 2 weeks. The first week of November, that's what's going to determine things. So you got to pile it on, and you hate to pile it on against a military team. And military teams are very good against the spread as underdogs. And they're the home team, but they've already won 4 games by 28 or more points this year, 4 out of their 6. I mean, so the 35 twice, 49, 35 actually 3 times, 49 once. So they are more than capable of running up the score, not taking the foot off the pedal, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So it's a rare time. I won't say I don't do whatever, but it's one of the rare times. I'm going to buck some good trends and think Cincinnati up 3-4 scores. You know, when it's 35-7 fourth quarter, Joe, they're going to want to put a 50 spot on the board. So I like Cincinnati.
The only reason why I lean to Navy in this matchup is because it's the triple option, because they're at home. There's the potential. You know they're going to be into this game. Like, obviously, Navy hasn't lived up to expectations this year. Army's playing much better at this point in the season. But this is their Super Bowl, right? This is as big as it gets. Number 2 ranked team in the country comes into Annapolis. You want to show a little bit, right? So I think that's why I bank Navy in this matchup. I mean, you could get them 27 and a hook at plus 100, or you take them plus 1,800 on the money line and 18-1 shot. Kenny Niemeyer. Outright over Luke. Right. Can you imagine? This be potentially the biggest win in Navy history? I mean, the reason why I say no is because it's Cincinnati. If it was like Ohio State, Penn State, Iowa last week, yes. But I mean, it's Cincinnati. Does it? Even though they're ranked in the top 4, does it still get the same flair if you knock them off outright?
No, because I bet they would drop down to about 15. They would bury Cincinnati. They would make sure you're getting lower than low. Where you're not, you had your one chance at getting into the Final Four and you blew it. So we're not putting you at like 6 or 7 or 8 where you can maybe make another run if you beat SMU later on. They would be like you said, I think between 10 and 15 and even to the lower end of that. So yeah, wouldn't quite be the same, but that's okay. You know, the guy's fighting for his job here a little bit. It's been an awful year. This is their Super Bowl. They do play Notre Dame in a couple of weeks. That'll be Super Bowl number 2, but this would be a great opportunity for Navy for sure.
Yeah, we'll see how that game plays out. In Annapolis, it is an early kick. All right, let's jump into some of the big ones. 3 o'clock kick. We got Oak State and Iowa State. 7.5 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. I mean, this line opened up at 6.5. Breece Hall has looked good. Brock Purdy and the crew, this is a must win if Iowa State's going to get back to a Big 12 championship. Potentially Oklahoma? Is it Oklahoma State? Well, the Cowboys playing well. They're catching 7.5, minus 118. Low total at 46.5. Two of the top defenses in the Big 12. I'm bing, bing, bing. Give me Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State here.
I know, but you know what? Everybody's thinking this is going to be a classic opposite pick. I mean, why is Iowa State a 7.5 point favorite over one team is 4-2, albeit at home in Iowa State. The other team is undefeated, 6-0. They just can beat Texas on the road. Can they beat, you know, Texas and Iowa State back to back on the road? That's not easy to do. But this should not be a 7.5 point spread. I mean, watch it be a close game, you know, and be like 20-10, Joe, 23-13, and somehow or another Iowa State wins and covers it. Because nobody, I haven't heard one person say, yeah, I love Iowa State laying the 7. Well, why would you when an undefeated team?
I don't know.
Classic opposite pick here.
See, I think the books establish lines to make people think, and they don't really care about Joe Public as much as obviously sharp bettors. So when you establish Iowa State as a 6.5-7 point favorite, there's reasons why. Obviously, statistically, Iowa State, one of the top teams in terms of offense within the conference. And more importantly, they're in a must-win type of situation. But I go to this. Oklahoma State, to me, is battle-tested. They're pounding the rock or a Jaylen Warren. You need to be able to run the football on the road or on a neutral field in a tough environment. Top in terms of third down defense within the conference, holding opposing offenses to 28%, and more importantly, an opportunistic defense. And in the series, Scott, Oklahoma State has won two straight. They've been very close games, got this victory last year, 24-21 in Stillwater. But I'm going to roll with Mike Gundy. I just think there's something about this team. I mean, if they can get this victory on the road in Ames, look out, because I know they've lost six straight to Oklahoma, but this could be their year potentially to knock off Caleb Williams and the crew.
And listen, they got a nice win at Boise State, too, which I understand Boise this year is not the same old Boise, but it's still, you know, playing in a tough environment. And then obviously in Texas last week. So if they put this chip on their resume, three straight road wins, you know, at three tough places, that you know, that's setting up that Oklahoma. I hope for college football's sake, I hope Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are undefeated heading into their season finale November 27th. That'll be a lot of fun.
It will be. We'll touch on one ball game. BYU and Wash State kicks off basically the 3:30 window. Nick Rolovich out. He's on a three-game win streak. Washington State playing as good as anybody in terms of the Pac-12. Now under the key number of 4.5. They just bet it down on FanDuel. It's +3.5, -105. We'll touch on the back end. But BYU, all the money's coming in on them, Scotty.
I don't get that. I like the coach's fired system. In essence, not necessarily fired, but, you know, decided to leave, separated, however you want to describe it. I think those kids rally around the troops for Washington State.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a 3:30 kick in Pullman. We'll see if they can back it up. BYU off a tough loss in Baylor. Coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Back on College Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel. Scotty, my partner on College Football Today. Carver out on the beach. He's basking in the sun. He's got the sun ray. What is that? That aluminum panel that's probably, he's probably got the suntan oil. He's hanging out. He might even be in Florida. He's made so much money with his picks. He's doing fantastic. But we're breaking down the top 25 battles. Also, some of the under-the-radar games. Talked about BYU a little bit and Washington State. Scott likes Washington State, the Cougars. This line was 4.5 after the news of Nick Rolovich being fired because of the vaccine mandate. It now currently is BYU a 3.5-point favorite. I lean to BYU there. Don't love it. Liked it better at the opening week at -1.5. So we'll see how that game plays out in Pullman. It is a 3:30 kick. Big battle, though, in Oxford, right? I was on Ole Miss last week. I mean, that game was wild in Neyland Stadium with Lane Kiffin. He's being hit with golf balls. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going. And Tennessee somehow, some way, Joe Milton almost pulls that game out in the end. Terrible prevent defense by the Ole Miss Rebels. But now they opened up as basically a 9.5-point favorite. They bet it down now to 8.5. Matt Corral might not play in this ball game. Scott, I think that's why you're seeing the line movement. I've been on LSU from the start here. They've won 5 straight in the series by 19.6 points per game. They ran the football last week. I'm going to roll the dice with Ed O. He's out. Give me the Tigers in this matchup on the road.
Yeah, that's another game, right? Yeah, I love the coach's fired system. I play that religiously, but I don't know. You know, Washington State, was he fired? Was he pushed out? Did he resign? You know, with the COVID situation with Rolovich, you know, same thing with Orgeron. Does that count as being fired, even though he's going to stay on until the end of the year? It's a weird team, but this is another line, Joe. I don't get it. I mean, you know, listen, Matt Corral's a good quarterback. He's Heisman Trophy candidate, strong candidate, and you don't really know if he's going to play, and Mississippi is still an over-touchdown favorite over a pretty good, or at least halfway decent LSU team, right? So I don't get the line on this one. Same thing. I think you're begging people to take LSU. Who's saying they want to lay 9 with maybe a backup quarterback? So I got a funny feeling. Same thing. It's going to be like 50-40. You know, Ole Miss. wins and they get the cover. So I'm going to go Ole Miss. Nice win by them last week under crazy situations, especially there at the end. I don't know what the volunteer quarterback was doing, the backup, but he decides to run out of bounds. Jeez, what a dope. Throw the ball, kid.
I know.
But they did get the win. Yeah, right? They got the win. So I'm going to go Ole Miss. You know, I don't mind laying the bigger numbers when you're expected to have 75-80 points scored, and that's what they're expecting. So,
well, that matchup last year, Scott, I was on LSU at home in Death Valley. It was an absolute shootout. They wound up covering that ball game. I think it was a 2.5-3 point spread. They won that ball game by 5 points somehow. Max Johnson threw for like 350 plus. Kayshawn Booty had over 300 yards. It was in a monsoon in Baton Rouge. They put up over 70 points in that ball game. That allowed LSU to be 500. So maybe the over is a way to go. You talk about this Ole Miss defense, 210 rushing yards allowed to Alabama, followed by 350 to Arkansas, 222 last week to Tennessee, and now you have an LSU offense that pounded the rock for 287 against Florida. So I think that's the matchup. If you want to take LSU, great. I'm on that side, but the over might be the way to go, even though it is 76.5. You're still getting a discount from last week with Ole Miss.
Right.
A 7-point discount where it was 83 and a hook in that ball game. So we'll see. How about this matchup, huh? Skip Kelly back in the mix with UCLA. I know you're on him. I sense it right now. UCLA, a 1.5-point favorite over the 10th ranked Oregon Ducks and barrel tested Mario Cristobal. I mean, can Oregon step up on the road? They've won 2 straight over UCLA. Picked up this ball game in Eugene by 3. Total 60.5, -110 either way. They got this ball game last year by 3. Wasn't easy. I mean, they didn't cover, I believe, last year, but on the road as a dog? Are you quacking or are you taking the Bruins?
Oh, I love the Bruins. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love going with the coach who's facing the former team versus the former team facing the former coach. All the, did you follow that? You know, all the incentive is on his new kids here at UCLA to beat up the old team to show them wrong. So it's Chip Kelly that's saying, yeah, they screwed me, even though he left on his own. But that's, you know, don't let facts get in the way of a good rant. You know, UCLA, number 9 in rush defense. Oregon's only 1-4 against the spread. I was on them last week against Cal after they got upset by Stanford 2 weeks before. They had a bye. I thought they were going to just blow Cal out of the stadium, and they didn't. They barely won. So that tells me all I need to know about the Oregon Ducks. Just like you with Wisconsin, you know, Oregon's on my write-off page. Never bet on again. So give me UCLA laying to 1.
They're on my radar. I called them Skip Kelly. I meant Chip Kelly. I'm thinking of Skip Bayless. I'm out of it. I haven't had enough coffee tonight. But here's why I like Oregon. +9 in turnover margin. They're able to run the football, and you have an experienced quarterback in Anthony Brown. And when you look at that UCLA secondary giving up 290 passing yards per game, maybe Brown breaks out in terms of the play-action passing game. I got to believe that if you're Oregon, you got to step up. I mean, there is no laying an egg like he did against Stanford in Palo Alto. You need to dominate. So I'll buy in. I'll take the 1.5 points in this ballgame. They were +106 earlier on the money line in the week on FanDuel. Now they're -105. So I'll be quacking at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon in the Rose Bowl. Another big battle. I mean, Clemson, they stink. I said it for you, Scotty. They absolutely are abysmal. But they're playing Kenny Pickett and the crew, who are favorites in this spot. If I would have told you at the start of the year, Clemson, 3.5-point underdogs to the Pitt Panthers week 8, would you have believed it or not?
No, definitely not. But if I would have told you at the beginning of the year, you know, Clemson's quarterback, DJ Ukulele, as I call him, sucked, I wouldn't believe that either. You know, I hear this from people. It's like, you know, this is one of my big pet peeves. Well, you know, the line at the beginning of the year was, you know, Clemson in this case, you know, laying whatever, 15. Well, it's not the beginning of the year. Don't ignore what we've been watching for the last 2 weeks. There's a reason why it's not. You know, but the boys in Vegas make mistakes. They made a mistake on this kid. We all, I think, made a mistake on this kid. He stinks. Their Clemson offense is atrocious, Joe. They couldn't score with a $20 bill at a cheap brothel house, as I like to say. I mean, and Clemson, you know, they're good against the this first time, by the way, they're an underdog in 65 games. You got to go back to 2016, which is pretty amazing when you really think about it. It's a lot of years as being a favorite. But, you know, ultimately, they can't score. I got the numbers here. Pittsburgh has scored, 28 or more points in every game, including 40 or more in all but one. Meanwhile, Clemson has only scored 20 points once in 5 FBS games. I mean, so I don't know how Clemson's going to win this game. I love Pittsburgh. Got the better quarterback. You know, Pickett's got 21 touchdown passes, only one interception this year. He's having a phenomenal year. Outside of a little hiccup against Western Michigan, they've beaten up their opponents, beat up Virginia Tech last week. I think Pittsburgh rolls.
I don't know if I should save it for college football today, but I'm against
it. I know,
you.
I gave you all my ammo there. You're sucking me in. Now you're going to have counterattacks for me.
No, not at all. But here's my question to you, because I talked about it on TMA with Ben Stevens earlier. If you're taking a different approach, and I'm not a big buyer with you, I don't believe in, it was 15.5, so now you take them because they're 3.5. But they've still won ball games. The two losses did come to top-ranked Georgia. Now, they went toe-to-toe, lost 10-3, and then in overtime to Devin Leary and NC State, they still won ball games. Now, they haven't been covering because they're favorites. So at what point, if you're taking almost like a stock market approach, when do you get in on Clemson? At 7? At 10? When they're 10-point dogs, you mentioned it, and when you talk about not being an underdog in 65 straight games, I mean, this has got to motivate this team. I mean, just look at the talent that they've had from 2014 till now in conference, 61-6 straight up. I mean, that is a dominant effort for a team that has out-recruited every team in the whole conference, head and shoulders above the rest. And when you look at Pittsburgh, Scott, last two games, 52-17 last year in Death Valley, albeit with Trevor Lawrence, and 2 years ago in the ACC championship game, 42-10. I got to take the team with the better talent, the better speed. I don't know how they do it. I think they open it up. You got to be aggressive. I think Clemson does win this ball game. I might be Joe Public this weekend. You could be calling me Joe Public because I'm on Oak State, LSU, I'm on Oregon, and I'm on Clemson this week. Go figure.
That's as public as you can be. It really is. Think about this. The one loss they have is at North Carolina State on the road. Georgia on the road, albeit neutral site, but on the road. And this one is going to be on the road. The close wins, you're right, they're winning the game, but those close wins are coming at home. Georgia Tech, they won by 6 at home. Boston College, they won by 6 at home. They had one road win at Syracuse, 17-14, and that was a nail-biter down in the end.
And they didn't cover,
Syracuse kid misses a field goal, otherwise they would have gone to overtime. So, you know, they're winning a couple of these games, but I think this has got like 33-7 written all over it.
Oh, really?
20 points one time. And a 27-21 loss to NC State. One time they've scored 20 points against FBS competition.
Wow.
How do they keep up with Pittsburgh that puts 40 on the board in the blink of an eye?
Yeah, good point. We're going to be getting into it in our college football today, so tune in terms of that assessment, three-hour coverage on Saturday mornings. All right, so let's talk about this because we're not going to delve into this game too much. Mississippi State with Mike Leach, 20.5-point favorites on the road in Vandy. Vandy pushes South Carolina to the limit. They give it up a touchdown in the last 20 seconds. If you're Mike Leach, you know, he was supposed to bring this offensive ingenuity to Starkville. He stinks at times. He really stinks. Outside last year where they put up 600 yards against LSU, every throw was to the short, to intermediate routes. I mean, hashes. Can he throw it vertically, this coach?
Yeah. I you know what? I think Vandy's got a shot to win the game. I don't think Mississippi State should be favored by 20.5 anyway. Vandy somehow beat Colorado State on the road, no less. They got to win against UConn. They darn near beat South Carolina last week, losing by just 121-20. They got a couple of clunkers, Joe, but the clunkers have come against Georgia. That's understandable. And Florida, and that's understandable. So it didn't open a season 23-3 against East Tennessee State. That's a little head-scratcher. You want to give me 20 points against Mississippi State? They can't, score at all. And he's under the gun because you got, down the street, you got, Mississippi, Ole Miss, and Lane Kiffin doing all these kind of crazy things. So he really is under the gun. And they haven't beaten anybody by that margin. You know, 14 points over NC State is their biggest win. Otherwise, 4 points and 1 point. Better competition for sure, but I don't think they're going to win. This is a little sandwich game. Alabama this week, Kentucky next week. Maybe they win, but not by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, we'll see how that game plays out in Nashville. Maybe 5 fans might show up for that ball game the Commodores, right? How about this Big 12 battle? TCU and Gary Patterson, 4.5-point favorites over Neil Brown.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And the Mountaineers, Neil Brown and the Mountaineers, terrible performance in the Big 12, no wins. Gary Patterson, you dropped this game. Could he be out of Fort Worth?
I don't think so. I think he probably has one more run in him to think that, you know, he's still the coach at TCU. I don't think they would make that change. But I do like West Virginia on the road, though.
Ooh, wow. I might be opposite picks. I might have to take the Horned Frogs. I don't know. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with some best bets, some games to look at. Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Wrapping up today's show, Joe Lisi, Scott Wetzel, talking about some best bets. I put the best bets out there yesterday with Mike Carver. You can listen to the podcast. Also, tweet them out Saturday morning. Scott and I will be on, obviously, College Football Today for 3 hours. I'll give three picks under the radar that I like that I haven't put out, really. Louisville, minus the 5.5 on FanDuel, coming off a bye week. Boston College with two emotional games against Clemson and NC State. They go on the road, not running the football. No sack total, 6 games, 9 total sacks. Give me Malik Cunningham and the crew to pull that victory out. Utah's won 5 straight over Oregon State, by 15.6 points per game. They go on the road. I don't care. Cam Rising, that offense is physical. They can run the football. Solid defense. I think they cover this number 3.5. And then Georgia Tech. I know Georgia Tech, but they're 2-2 in the conference. Virginia, a dominant home team. They go. They have a week off in preparation. Somehow, some way, I think G-Tech covers the 6.5-point line in Charlottesville, Scotty.
I'll give you three as well. Start in the Big East, old school. Syracuse and Virginia Tech. I like the Cuse, the Orange getting 3.5. Virginia Tech stinks. 7-9 at home. They can't even win at home, let alone cover the spread. Orange, nothing special this year, 3-4, but they're a little bit more competitive. They're trying to keep the head coach's job, save his job. More importantly, 6-1 against the spread this year are the Orange. So I'll take that any day of the week. I think the Cuse win the game outright. Got to go a little mountain hunting here out west. Wyoming laying 20 against New Mexico. Cowboys struggled a little bit, but this is an anti-New Mexico play. They got 2 wins, one against even more pathetic New Mexico State and Houston Baptist, which doesn't count. More importantly, Joe, NCAA worst, rock bottom, bottom of the barrel, 0-7 against the spread of the Lobos. And I'm going to go with Alabama. You poked the bear. You saw what happened last week to Mississippi State. Same thing's going to happen to Tennessee. Love Bama laying 25.5.
Tennessee hasn't won in 16 straight meetings. For Scott Wetzel, our great producer, Andrew Torres, I'm Joe Lisi. Follow Scott and I on College Football Today, 9 to 12. We'll see you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.